It's intermission time. The show starts in 10 minutes. Yes, folks, it's intermission time. So how about taking a break? Get out and stretch a little and relax before the show begins again. And why not make it refreshment time, too? We have lots of tasty, delicious treats waiting for you at the refreshment center. There's hot popcorn, so golden good and fresh out of the popper. And all kinds of refreshing ice-cold soft drinks. Sizzling hot dogs just bursting with juicy goodness. Ice cream so smooth and delicious, you'll hanker for more. Plus, all the most popular candy bars and many other favorite treats. So why not visit the refreshment center now? Our courteous attendants are ready and waiting to serve you with a wide and wonderful variety of good things to eat and drink. So step right up and make yourself at home. The show starts in 9 minutes.
We'll spend Memorial Day weekend with our families, watching parades, picnicking, golfing, just doing the things we enjoy. To top off a perfect weekend, may we suggest you see our special holiday show. It's an exceptionally entertaining program. So plan to relax and spend a few enjoyable hours with the family at this theater during the Memorial Day weekend.
For your convenience, we have an attractive snack stand with buttered popcorn, golden good and hot from the popper, sizzling hot dogs cradled in fresh, fluffy buns, ice cream and other good things to eat.
The show starts in 8 minutes.
Jim Rex? What's Jim Rex? Would you believe a movie audience guide presented as a public service by this theater's management to help you select your motion picture entertainment? Well, that's what it is. And we urge you to learn these rating symbols and use them as a guide for you and your family. G means suggested for general audiences, all ages. M, suggested for mature audiences, parental discretion advised. R, restricted, persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian. X, persons under 18 will not be admitted. This seal in advertising indicates that the film was approved under the Motion Picture Code of Self-Regulation.
Yum, yum. It's a meal in itself. Our all-meat super dog. Enjoy one now.
In 6 minutes.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. They're shrimply delicious. Hiya, hiya, hiya. You'll go for that mouth-watering, taste-tempting, meaty shrimp mixture all wrapped up in a crispy noodle jacket. It's a treat you can't beat. So come on, join the folks that are getting fresh, crispy, Flavo shrimp rolls now at the snack bar. They're shrimply delicious.
The show starts in 5 minutes.
about to witness the takeoff of the first manned rocket to outer space. We pick up the count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
We're off to visit the planets. There are treats galore in the stars. Venus is loaded with candy. And ice cream is found upon Mars. The soda pumps fizzing on Saturn. When you're thirsty, it sure hits the spot. And Jupiter's really jumping. The pop on this buttered and hot. But the best of them all is the planet where all of these treats are at hand. And that is the spot we now head for. Our theater refreshments.
The show starts in 4 minutes.
Remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
It's refreshment time, folks. Time out for a delicious snack in our sparkling refreshment building. Every item a fresh, appetizing taste treat.
We've a large assortment of freshly made sandwiches. How about a pizza? None better anywhere. Sizzling hamburgers grilled to your taste. Mouth-watering chili dillies.
Dog days, hot dog days that is, somehow have a way of turning out to be fun days. The pop and sizzle of the juicy meat seems to say, come and get me, I'm done to a turn. Yep, hungry or not, it's hard to resist the tantalizing aroma and taste appeal of a sizzling hot dog. The nice part of it is, there's one waiting for you right now at the refreshment stand.
The show starts in 1 minute.
They're ready, folks.
For refreshment that is great.
If it's early or it's late,
it's Orange Crush. Orange Crush, the drink that's extra good.
Fresh fruit flavor.
That's for me. It tastes better.
Naturally.
Orange Crush. Orange Crush. Get some right away.
Visit our refreshment stand right away for delicious Orange Crush and all kinds of good things to eat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. I'm here with Agent of Social Media Chaos.
Hey.
And we are going to do battle. So we're still up in the air. Things are weird. The live streaming schedule is all over the place. But we'll create content when we can and get it to you. And tonight we have a cool one. Lord Voldemort versus Lord Vader. That's what I wanted to say. The lords, you know, Lord versus Lord.
Yeah.
And then I realized that they both start with a V, and so does versus. So I was like, okay, Voldemort versus Vader. So when I first thought of this one, by the way, it was a long time ago. It just seemed like a really cool one to do. But now that it's here, I still think it's super cool to see who would win in a fight between these two. But the reality is I have no idea who would win, personally. Now, I love the original Star Wars, and I love the original Harry Potter franchise. I think I like Star Wars more, but
same here.
I'm no mega expert in either, and I can't really even pick one for this fight because
I like Darth Vader more, but I think Voldemort potentially wins.
Because if you think about Lord Voldemort, he's in the Harry Potter universe, and he's a witch, but he's like a king witch and evil. So if you think about all of the witchcraft that happened in the Harry Potter series, he can do all that plus some.
Yeah.
So that's how powerful he is.
But yeah, that's why I think he'd win this. Like I said, I like Darth Vader more, though. But I think Voldemort's going to end up winning this.
Darth Vader is a cyborg who is a master of, well, evil and the Force. Or the dark side of the Force. And that too, like, now if you just take a look at the original trilogy, which, let's be honest, that's all that really matters. If you take a look at those first three movies, well, at least to me, that's all that matters. How much power does he actually wield? His power seems to stem more from his being able to command an army. So all of the technology and the army, like, he does have, you know, Sith powers, and I don't even know if it's right to call him a Sith, because I think that came later. Like, he wasn't really a Sith in the original trilogy. I don't think that was ever
that
spoken
word
about.
Was never spoken about in the original trilogy. That word was invented in the prequels.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna stop using it then. So which honestly I think the prequels are a lot worse than people give them credit for.
Yeah, I enjoyed them, but there was quite a lot of bad writing elements in them.
I'll tell you why you should hate the prequel trilogy. Okay, so the first movie, what was it? Revenge of the Sith?
No, Phantom Menace was the first.
Phantom Menace.
Revenge was the third, and the second one, Attack of the Clones, is my second favorite Star Wars movie. My favorite is Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, so this is why you should hate the prequel trilogy, at least according to me. Okay, it's because it's fucking retarded. And it's not just a little bit retarded, it's all the way fucking retarded. And I'm going to explain now why the prequel trilogy is not partly retarded. It's not just not as good as the original. It's all the way fucking stupid. And here it is. Now, I don't know any of their names, so you're going to have to fill in those blanks for me. But, okay. So, at the opening of the prequel trilogy, The Phantom Menace, the red and black Sith bad guy is in his ship, and he's shooting at the Jedi in their ship. And one of them connects, or a bit of it connects, and now they have to crash land on this planet, and they're doing a little, they're crash land on a planet, and now they can't fix their ship. And by the way, they're in the middle of battle. They're in the middle of saving the fucking everything. They're in the middle of saving everything. Okay? They're the Jedi. They're the top of the heap. They're the smartest. They're the most brilliant. They have all these superpowers. They are tops of everything. And they're in the middle of saving everything. That's what we know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, their ship crash lands. And then they need a part. So they go to Bug Guy and say, I need this part. And he's saying that it's going to be a bajillion dollars. And they were saying, we only have the wrong currency. And he's saying, I don't accept that currency. They try to do, here's the thing. They try to do a Jedi mind trick on Bug Guy in order to just make him a slave and follow their orders, which was to give them the part that they need to save everything. And he goes, what are you trying to do? A Jedi mind trick on me? That doesn't work on me. Who the hell do you think? Hey, what are you, a Jedi? And then they blah, 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 blah. And then they back off and they're like, oh, fuck. I guess we're stuck here. And then the movie happens. Literally, I'm going to repeat this. They go, oh, I guess we're stuck here. And then the movie happens. And then they have to figure out another way to make the correct currency to purchase. And then they meet Anakin, which is future Darth Vader, and all the things. Right? The movie happens. The trilogy happens. The entire fucking story happens. Literally, because they go, oh, well, I guess seeing as my Jedi mind trick didn't work on him, we're going to have to just do the movie instead. That is not a little bit stupid. That is all the way fucking completely retarded. If these guys are the super smart Jedi in the middle of saving everything, and the Jedi mind trick doesn't work on Bug Guy, you know what you do if you have a brain and you're a Jedi? You walk down the street and you Jedi mind trick somebody else into giving you all their money, right? And then you take it back to Bug Guy, and then you buy the part that you need to fly off and save the fucking goddamn galaxy. It's so goddamn fucking retarded that he goes, oh, well, I guess if you won't give me the fucking part that I need, I guess I'm kind of stuck here, and I'm going to have to movie.
You know, the expanded universe kind of explains something about the Jedi mind trick that the movies didn't. It's okay. A dark side technique, not a light side technique. And if a Jedi uses it too often or attempts to use it too often, it can potentially corrupt them.
I could see that. And by the way, it makes total sense. To literally turn somebody into your slave, it's not a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
So that's smart that they brought that up. You know, morality, good and bad, right? You know, mm-hmm. telling... But I'm just saying, the movie is all the way fucking retarded because it just was like, oh, duh, I'm a super smart, super powerful Jedi. and I'm in the middle of saving everything, and I guess I'm just going to have to stay marooned here for a little while longer. Oh, who's that little boy? Oh, what is he up to? Oh, what, pod racing? Maybe we could do the pod racing to make the money so that I can fix my ship and go back to saving everything. That's so fucking stupid. You literally just walk down the fucking street, Jedi mind trick somebody else into giving you all their money, take it back to Bug Guy, do the thing, and then you send your Jedi Council people afterwards to make good, right? Even a fucking cop today, a police officer today, can literally pull their gun on you and say, give me your car now. Get out of your car. I'm commandeering your vehicle.
Given how corrupt the Jedi were in the prequel trilogy and that era, that is absolutely something they would have done too had they actually been basically doing their job, because the Jedi were corrupt as fuck to a point where they were banned on some planets.
Well, like I said, commandeering something in order to do the thing. And by the way, let's just be honest. If Joe Nobody, absolute nobody, and his pregnant wife, blood all over her vagina, knocked on your window and said, I need your vehicle to take my wife to the hospital. She's giving birth. Would you would say, yes, here you go.
Yeah.
Or get in, I'll drive you. You know, so there is commandeering things does work, and it is in the realm of good and in the realm of possibility. But the fact that the Jedi in this fucking retarded movie just decided that, oh, well, my Jedi mind trick doesn't work on the Bug Guy, so I guess we have to do all this movie stuff. It was so fucking stupid and so goddamn lame. And nobody picked up on it. Like, everybody knew that they didn't like the prequel trilogy as much for this reason and that reason and blah-bitty-blah. Nobody pointed to that one reason. And I'm like the only one on planet Earth who has ever pointed this out. So now...
Yeah, and I hadn't heard that prior to you saying it either, so...
So now that you've heard it from me, now you can go out and spread it and be a hero. Yeah. Go out and spread that and into all the Star Wars places, and they'll go, oh, yeah, you're kind of right. You're the super mega smart, powerful, you know, amazing top of the everything. And you're in the middle of doing battle with the evil, and your life is super important. And that's it? That's what's going to stop you in your tracks? Oh, the Jedi mind trick doesn't work on Bug Guy. Oh my god, that's so fucking stupid. But, you know, that's a convenient way to make movie happen. So, there you go. So the movie gets to happen because of this. What a stupid way to meet Anakin Skywalker and get him involved in the fucking Jedi stuff. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, there's a few other really stupid stuff in that too. Like during the pod racing scene, there was somebody shooting at the pod racers. That character was Aura Zing, a force-sensitive vampire who works as an assassin and likes to kill Jedi as a hobby.
And what's stupid about that?
Her taking a pot shots at the pod racers for no reason, basically. They had to literally go back in the expanded universe and explain how she had a force vision of Anakin becoming Darth Vader, and she was shooting at them in order to make that happen. But yeah, she was just shooting at the pod racers for no reason. It's like, why would this force-sensitive vampire be doing that? If that makes no sense. But then again...
There's lots to dislike about those movies. But the number one for me was... And again, I'm the only one on this planet called Earth that I've ever heard talk about this. So an agent knows a lot of stuff in this realm, and he's never heard it either. So this is unique, bona fide information. You can literally, and I've told this story numerous times, I think the prequels are fucking retarded. Now, there's some entertaining bits to it, some flashy on screen, some cool.
And yeah, like I said, my second favorite Star Wars movie is the second prequel. But my first is still Empire Strikes Back, and that's because Empire is the best one quality-wise.
And like I said, Vader is Star Wars. If you like, yes, he's got a lot of close seconds and thirds and fourths and stuff, but he is the thing. And if you're going to make meeting him fucking retarded, like literally the basis of your story, the core of Star Wars is Vader's journey. Now you could say that it's Luke Skywalker's journey, but I think even more so is Vader's journey.
Yeah, because Vader's redemption at the end of Return of the Jedi is actually what defeated the Emperor.
So if you're going to make meeting Darth Vader fucking retarded, I mean, what does that do for Star Wars? You know what I call Star Wars now? Star Wars. Just take out the R. Star Wars. And I think that says it perfectly. It used to be, it was something, but it hasn't been in a long time. I haven't even seen the new movies. That's how much, you know, like, I knew that everybody was being fucking retarded about The Force Awakens. I knew it. I knew that everybody had lost their ever fucking mind and were just emptying out their bank accounts into Disney's for retardation. So I was out. But anyway, how these ginormous corporations continue to sucker people into giving them all their money is beyond me. It's like everybody's under a spell. But anyway. So, with Darth Vader's... Yeah. So, with Darth Vader versus Voldemort, I don't know who would win. Like, in an actual all-out battle. Because...
Like I said, I think Voldemort would win.
You have to isolate... Voldemort and Vader into something, because the more stuff that gets released, the more lore and just things get convoluted and stupid and overpowered, and then they have to, it just gets crazy. So Vader from the original trilogy in my head, and Voldemort from the original six movies. I still don't know who would
technically
win.
It's eight, because there's the two-part seventh movie that was the final one.
Was there eight?
Yeah.
I thought it was six.
Seven books that got adapted into eight movies is the last one they made into two.
I really enjoyed them. I enjoyed all of them all the way through.
Yeah. Remake's going to suck because they're remaking it. And just let's just say some of the announcements are bad, really bad, with casting choices.
I have no interest in modern Hollywood in any way, shape, or form. If they just stopped everything, that would be a good thing, in
yep.
my opinion.
If Hollywood went out of business, that would benefit the whole world as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so I kind of laid it out, and for me, I don't know. So what are your thoughts on the fight between Voldemort and Vader?
Like I said, I like Darth Vader more, but I think Voldemort's going to win just because he has more powers with all the different spells he has on his side. Avada Kedavra being one that comes to mind right off the bat that he could use against Vader.
But can Vader resist that magic stuff? Could he just put a force field around him that makes him invulnerable to magic?
Yeah, I don't think so. Plus, that one spell is an instant kill spell. it kills whoever it's targeted at.
Hmm. Okay. So you are favoring Voldemort in this fight.
Yeah, I like Vader better, but Voldemort just has more abilities that give him the edge here.
Okay. So let's get into it. In the realm of fiction, two iconic villains stand out as the embodiment of evil, power, and fear. Darth Vader, the Sith Lord from the Star Wars universe, master of the dark side and enforcer of the Galactic Empire. Lord Voldemort, the Dark Lord from the Harry Potter universe, master of dark magic and the most feared wizard in the wizarding world. Both command immense power, strike terror into those who oppose them, and possess armies of loyal followers. But if these two legends ever clashed, lightsaber versus wand, force versus magic, who would emerge victorious? Let's break it down. Okay, round one. Powers and abilities. Do you want to take over?
Yeah, force powers, telekinesis and mind manipulation, force choke, precognition, enhanced reflexes. Combat skills, elite lightsaber duelist, form 5. Cybernetic strength and speed. Technology, life support suit makes him durable and intimidating, but also a bit slower. Tactical mind, former Jedi Knight, military strategist, experienced in galactic warfare. Lord Voldemort, magic teleports, apparatus, flies without a broom, can possess others, communicate with snakes. Combat spells, instant kill, Avada Kedavra, I mentioned that earlier. Disarming, Expelliarmus, shielding, Protego, and countless dark curses. Horcruxes, made himself nearly immortal by splitting his soul into 7 parts. Cunning, master manipulator, planner, and deceiver with deep knowledge of forbidden magic.
Okay, let's pause. Let's pause after each section. So, do you think that they got everything correct? This article got everything correct for Darth Vader?
Yeah.
So, force powers, combat skills, technology, and tactical mind?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Lord Voldemort?
Yeah, they got it right with him.
Combat spells... Horcruxes.
Yep.
And his cunning.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's the winner?
Tie. Vader's force powers give him an edge in direct combat, but Voldemort's diverse magical arsenal and immortality factor keep this round even.
Okay, so we've got a tie to start with, and would you agree?
Pretty much, yeah, at least for now.
So, Vader's force powers given him an edge in direct combat.
Yeah.
But Voldemort's diverse magical arsenal and immortality factor keep this round even. I would say this is good. Maybe this is one of the reasons why I couldn't pick between the two, is because really they are kind of equally powered and matched, or very similarly anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with round two, and that is weaponry and tools. Back in a moment.
Thank you. have 12 vacancies. 12 cabins, 12 vacancies. If you want anything, just tap on the wall. I'll be in the office.
Thank you, Mr. Bates.
Norman Bates. My mother, she isn't quite herself today.
This is my review of Autopsy. In this movie, a group of college kids get in a car accident on their way back from Mardi Gras and end up in a hospital that is conducting experiments on their patients. And unfortunately, they are the next guinea pigs. I give it a 9 out of 10. That's it. This is John D. Hyena, agent of social media chaos, signing off.
Hello, I'm Dave Kang, the creator of the project Year of the Ladybug. First, let me apologize to those of you who's been waiting for the game. Unfortunately, this campaign is for the art book, not for the game. For those of you who never heard of Year of the Ladybug, welcome! Year of the Ladybug is a pitch for a third-person survival horror game, and late last year, I decided to make an art book out of it. So, I'm a major horror fan. I mean, I watched Hellraiser with my uncle when I was 6. My parents were so angry at my uncle, but you know, he was like 19. Anyways, my obsession with horror films developed early. By the age of 14, my room was covered with pictures of Freddy, Jason, Michael, and Chucky. I had a poster of Exorcist also, but that thing scared the crap out of me. As a horror fan, I've always wanted to create a horror world of my own. I am an artist working in the game industry, and it was only natural that I approached the idea as a game developer. Now, two things I want in my horror game: a good story and a psychological horror. See, there are so many types of fear out there, yet the industry relies so heavily on dark hallways and jump scares. Now, I've been working in the industry over 10 years, and I understand how hard it is to make a game. I know what goes in, what needs to be done, and I respect the hell out of anybody who made a game. I mean that. All I'm saying is that we can always do better, and this right here, this project, is all about that. Year of the Ladybug is a passion project. The bottom line is that I just wanted to share some of my ideas for a horror game I designed with the rest of the world. After spending 4 years of my life on it, outside of my day job, while being a husband and a father, I had to find a way to complete the project. With your love and support, it is my sincere belief that we can finish this book so that we are one step closer to the game. I am having so much fun working on it, and I hope that you will love it as much as I do. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. Here we are with round two. So you did round... Oh, what are you doing, Agent?
Yeah, I was just typing something in the chat on Brave Talk for later.
Okay.
It's my ranking of how I rank the Star Wars movies by how much I like them.
Okay. So you did round two. You did round one. So I'll do round two.
Okay.
So round two, weaponry and tools. I'll be honest with you. This seems to be like all Darth Vader, because, you know, like outside of lightsaber and magic wand, it's like everything is in Darth Vader's favor here. Like,
In this section, yeah, he has more weapons.
Yeah, and all the technology and all the people and all that stuff is like on his side. It seems like, anyway. But anyway, let's get into it and so see what they have to say. Darth Vader is a lightsaber capable of cutting through almost anything, except for in the original trilogy, it kept bouncing off of stuff.
Yeah.
Which they fixed that concept. Like, that was a movie mistake. And they did fix that in future, in the prequel trilogies, which I found it interesting that they fixed it. But I actually liked the movie mistake more. There was something about it bouncing off of things that I liked, even though it's true, it didn't make any sense. It'll cut through anything except for it's going to keep bouncing off of stuff. I think they really overdid it in the prequels with the, we fucked that up in the originals and we're going to fix it here. It's like literally they were sticking the lightsaber in doors to melt them. And just, I think they over.
Yeah. The droidica shields were kind of bounced off that in the first prequel. But again, that actually only lasted for the first prequel and for only that type of droid.
Okay. So the lightsaber, it's capable of cutting through almost anything, can deflect magical projectiles depending on timing and force reflexes. Yeah, I guess so. If you're deflecting laser bullets, I'm sure you could deflect magical ones. I never thought of that. Armor. Resistant to damage, enhances strength, and can take significant punishment. Yep, Darth Vader does have armor. The Force itself acts as both a weapon and a shield. True.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that, okay, I guess it's just these two people in a ring. I guess he does, they don't get to call on their minions or whatever. I don't know. Their armies. So, Lord Voldemort. He has a wand, which channels all his magical power. Without it, he's greatly weakened. Well, that's interesting. Just get Lord Voldemort's wand away from him, and then is he finished? Or at least mostly finished? Maybe. Curses. Instant death spell gives him a huge advantage. One hit, and it's over. Well, but if Darth Vader can deflect it, then hey. Magical detection. Can... Pardon me. Can sense magical presences and lies, similar to the Force. Well, that's interesting. I don't know how that's going to help you in a
fight,
you know, in a ring, you know, battle. But maybe if you back up and there's a whole battle, like a war, I don't know. So the winner is Darth Vader. If Voldemort loses his wand or Vader severs it, he's severely limited. Vader's gear is built for battle and durability, giving him the physical edge. Okay, so what do you think of that? Weaponry and tools, Vader wins.
Yeah, that I actually figured would be the case.
makes sense. Okay. Why don't you take round three?
Combat experience. Darth Vader fought in countless lightsaber duels, galactic wars, and against powerful Jedi and Sith alike. Defeated Jedi Masters, Rebels, and hunted Force users across the galaxy. His combat style is relentless, aggressive, and overwhelming.
Pause. And then we'll just, after that one section, then we'll just talk a little bit. So do you agree?
Yeah. That is an accurate assessment of Vader's combat skills.
Okay, yeah, I guess I agree too. Okay, go ahead.
Lord Voldemort fought multiple wizards and witches, including Dumbledore and Harry. Often avoids direct confrontation, preferring manipulation, psychological warfare, or sending others to fight for him. In Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, he shows real combat prowess, but not on on Vader's battlefield-tested level. And yeah, that's also accurate.
Yeah. Okay, so who's the winner?
Darth Vader. Vader is a warrior through and through, while Voldemort is more of a dark scholar and strategist. In a straight fight, Vader's experience gives him the edge. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, another Vader win. So two Vader wins and one tie.
Yeah.
So far.
So Vader's in the lead.
Oh, for sure. next up is round four, mental fortitude and willpower, and we will get to that right after the break. Back in a moment.
Seriously. Oh, I miss that too. Didn't miss that.
Sheep's knuckle bones. Our love has come and gone. Our love has come and gone. lover. A soft smile is powdered myrrh and filth. And can I hang my web from your fingers and tie ropes on your weathered wings?
Welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. We're in the middle of a battle, and this battle is Darth Vader versus Lord Voldemort. So Harry Potter versus Star Wars. Well, the baddie from each of those. And so far, Darth Vader has won two rounds, and there's been one tie. So Darth Vader is way out ahead. And we're going to be doing round four, the mental fortitude and willpower. I would say Darth Vader has a hate and hate. One thing I've learned recently living on Skid Row is that hatred is super powerful and it's very motivating. And Lord Voldemort is determined and evil and stuff, but Darth Vader just seems like when you embody hatred and it is, then again, this whole concept of hatred, I didn't really learn until the prequels. And it was portrayed quite well, if you ask me, how Anakin just became consumed by hatred, and that was his kind of undoing. But okay, let's get into this one. Do you have any pre-thoughts on this one, the mental fortitude and willpower?
Nope.
Okay. Darth Vader lives in constant physical and emotional pain, which fuels his power. Oof. He's in physical pain too. Yeah, that'd do it.
Yeah, because he was burned in lava, and remember, that's why he
yeah,
has.
Yeah, I thought they fixed him up.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of cybernetic parts, but his body's still burned. What they didn't replace with mechanical stuff is burned, like severely sure. Burned.
I don't know. For some reason, I didn't think he was in constant physical pain. But it makes sense that that would fuel your hatred and anger. This is why old people get crankety and grouchy. Resists manipulation, even from Palpatine. Suppresses emotion and maintains iron focus during battle. Right? He's, yeah. Okay. Still has a trace of Anakin Skywalker within, which is both a strength and a weakness. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I will say the one most powerful scene that I recall from those prequels was when Anakin killed the kids.
Yep.
That was hard to consume. But anyway. Okay. Lord Voldemort. Paranoid, obsessive, and afraid of death. His greatest fear is his own mortality. Lacks empathy entirely, but is not mentally stable. His emotions often cloud judgment. Relies on power and fear rather than loyalty or respect. Okay. That's interesting. That you're a better evil person, or at least this article paints you as a better evil person when you are, when your driving force is loyalty or respect rather than power and fear. I'm telling you, I've learned so much about fear in the last, you know, since the scamdemic. The fear is what drove everybody to retardation. They're afraid of everything, right?
Yep.
And it turned them all into fucking totalitarian retards. But, okay, so the winner is Darth Vader. And I think I agree.
Yeah.
Vader has endured far greater personal and physical suffering and continues to push forward. Voldemort's fear of death and tendency to panic under pressure are major weaknesses. Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
So we already know that Darth Vader is going to win because he's too far out ahead. He's got three wins and one tie.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, let's continue with the article because it's fun. And do you want to take number five away?
Yep. Round five, weaknesses. Darth Vader, slower than in his Anakin days due to his suit and injuries. The suit can be damaged, especially by electrical attacks or concentrated blasts. Has a tragic emotional core which can be exploited.
These are, accurate weaknesses.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Lord Voldemort relies heavily on his wand. His horcruxes make him harder to kill, but not harder to beat in combat. His arrogance and disdain for non-magical beings could make him underestimate Vader. Yeah, pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm not some mega expert that could break this down more or that could properly criticize it. And it sounds right to me, so.
Yeah.
Okay, winner, who's the winner?
Tie. Both have critical vulnerabilities. Voldemort's are more psychological, while Vader's are mechanical. But both can be exploited.
So we have a tie at the end. Yeah, they both have weaknesses. And I guess the same amount of weaknesses, according to this. And it's true. They both do. And...
yeah.
This article is calling it a tie, and I think I'm just going to agree with that. I don't have anything to add. Do you?
Not really.
Okay. So let's get to our final break, and then we will be back with the final verdict.
Just discovered something. For 100,000 years, it was buried in the snow and ice. Now it has found a place to live. Inside. Where no one can see it. Or hear it. Or feel it.
I know I'm human. Some of you are still human. This thing doesn't want to show itself. It wants to hide inside an imitation. It'll fight if it has to. But it's vulnerable out in the open. If it takes us over... then it has no more enemies. Nobody left to kill it. And then it's won.
You guys gonna listen to Gary? He can beat one of those things!
Thank you.
I'm Count Scatty, and it's almost Halloween, my favorite holiday. Is there any other one? Ha ha! And McDonald's has a great and safe Halloween tree for those scary creatures who come to your door. McDonald's gift certificates, and they come in books of 10 and for just a buck. Ooh, what a scary value. And each one's good for a regular soft drink at participating McDonald's. Oh, my fine crew of boys and girls will love Halloween gift certificates from McDonald's. Will somebody give me a hand? Ooh.
Welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. I'm here with Agent of Social Media Chaos.
Hey.
And we have just gone through the battle between Lord Vader and Lord Voldemort. Who would win? And this is the final verdict. So, who wins in a fight? Powers and ability is a tie. Weaknesses is a tie. And Vader wins everything else. So they both have similar amounts of weaknesses and powers and abilities, which is interesting because you think that's all that you would need to think about when you're putting these two people together, powers and abilities and weaknesses, strengths and weaknesses. But then there's weaponry and tools, combat experience, and mental fortitude. And Darth Vader wins all three of those. So, interesting. I would have, you know, probably just been able to think up the first and the fifth rounds in my head. But it turns out that this article was smarter than me, and it delved deeper into, you know, wars and battles between, these fictional characters. Okay, so yes. Overall winner, Darth Vader. Three wins, zero losses, and two ties. Do you want to take over how the battle might go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Voldemort strikes first with a blinding barrage of curses. Vader deflects some, dodges others, and closes the gap with force speed. Voldemort apparates around him, casting Avada Kedavra, but Vader senses the intent and counters with a massive force push, sending Voldemort flying. As Voldemort tries to recover, Vader chokes him midair with the force, pulling him close. The wand flies out of Voldemort's hand. Vader slashes it in two. Voldemort tries to flee, but Vader slashes him down with a single final swing. even if Voldemort's Horcruxes keep him from dying immediately, Vader can imprison, dismember, or contain him. And that's a fate worse than death for a power-hungry Dark Lord.
Okay. That's so mentally, when I do those, mentally, I'm actually picturing the actual battle. It's kind of like reading a book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that. Final thought. Voldemort is terrifying in the magical world. A nightmare of spells, cruelty, and cunning. But Darth Vader is a force of nature, forged in war, driven by loss, and honed through battle. If these two dark legends ever met across the universe, the force would be strong with the victor. The winner is Darth Vader. I agree.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the reasons why I add these images to my articles is so that you can download them. You just go to the article, right-click, and click download. I find them so that you can kind of download them yourself if you want them. Same thing with all the images on this in this article. Okay, so during the break, Agent shared his ranking of the Star Wars movies.
Yep, only the six. Not, I did not include any of the cartoon stuff, like the shows. I did not include anything Disney has done. Just the main six movies.
Okay, and what is your ranking?
Empire Strikes Back is number one. Attack of the Clones is number two. Star Wars, the original one, is number three. Return of the Jedi is four. Then the last prequel movie, Revenge of the Sith, is five. And the first prequel movie, The Phantom Menace, is six, all the way at the bottom.
And there you have it. I might be an oddball when it comes time to Empire Strikes Back, in the first trilogy. I think I like it in order. And I think I like Star Wars the most. It's because it's the one that started it all. And when I was watching it and watching all of this stuff start for the first time, I was just in shock and awe at how amazing and cool everything was. So I have a soft spot for that first one. Now, everybody says that technically and so on, that the second one, Empire Strikes Back, is the superior film. And it may be. I don't know. I love it, too. I love it a lot. I would say that I kind of love it as much as I do the first one. But the first one was the first one. It's the first one that I saw. And you got to remember, I saw them when they came out. Now, I didn't see them in theaters, but I guess probably when they hit television, that's when I saw them. But I had the Millennium Falcon as a kid. I was born in 71, and Star Wars came out in, 77?
Yeah, I didn't see any of them until I was 16, because my grandma had them banned in our household. We were not allowed to watch the movies, but we were allowed to play with the toys, and we were allowed to read the books. It was just the movies that were banned.
Oh, okay.
So I actually grew up reading the expanded universe instead of watching the movies.
Well, when I saw Star Wars, it was just so incredibly magical. And you'll notice that my artwork here, it does not refer to episode one or anything like that. It's just the original logos and the original artworks, not the the newer ones. And that was all done by design. Because it's so hard for me to even incorporate the episodic. You know, like I said, you know, just like when Star Wars kicked it off for me, I think this is the best trilogy of all time. It's even better than Lord of the Rings, which is a really hard feat because I love that one to death.
Yeah, I love that one too.
But I think Star Wars, it was even, you know, I guess you could say that they both have these enormous universes, but I just thought maybe the Star Wars universe was cooler and more interesting. But just by a bit. Like, I love, I still give the Lord of the Rings trilogy a 5 out of 5. But with multiple 5 out of 5s, there is a ranking in them, but it's only a little difference. So because it was the first and my first introduction into series, I think I have a soft spot for the original Star Wars. So original Star Wars, then Empire Strikes Back. And I do agree with everyone that says that Return of the Jedi was a little bit of a dip. I still loved it. I still give it a 5 out of 5, but it was a bit of a dip. Okay. Careful with doing those chats.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I get a sound effect and it covers your face.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, I did not know that. But yeah, those are just two versus fights that I came up with.
Yeah. It covers your face with like a text message of some sort. And I'm not quite sure why or whatever. But anyway, it's probably just the way I have it set up and reduced or whatever. Okay. Yeah, there's Agent's ranking. Darth Vader wins in this battle between him and Voldemort. And what I will say is that this was kind of a boxing ring match between the two. Like, it wasn't like an all-out battle and war where they each of them could have all their minions fighting. That would be also an interesting battle, but we didn't really touch on that. I think they mentioned it right quick, but it was kind of just mentioned and forgotten about. Because I still think that Vader would win in that respect, too. I don't know exactly how many people worship Voldemort. Or how many minions he has, but Lord Vader has the entire Galactic Empire at his disposal, and they have a lot of things like Death Stars and the whole bit.
Yeah, and other Force users, if you count the expanded universe.
Right. Okay, so there you go. Thank you for joining us. Agent's favorite one. I would say that I prefer Vader over Voldemort too, so I guess my favorite won this fight.
Yeah. But
still, the original Harry Potter franchise, I loved it. I really enjoyed watching it, and it'll always have a soft spot in my heart too. But everything post Return of the Jedi, I don't give a fuck about. Popcorn entertainment at best. Hot garbage at worst. Anyway, thank you very much. Have yourself a great rest of the day.
Bye.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night. Laugh, he's chilling lore.
dark summer, darkest night. Your faith ensures the stream will thrive and keep the horror stream alive. With chilling winds and haunted skies, your light ignites where darkness lies. A family forged in night's embrace, together in this eerie space. In the shadows, you are the spark, guiding us through the endless dark. With every scream, with every cheer, you are the heartbeat we hold dear. With every ghost and every fright, you help us summon darkest night. You help us summon darkest night. You keep the horror stream alive. With every ghost and every fright, you help us summon darkest night. You help us summon darkest night. You keep the horror stream alive. So here's our thanks from heart and soul. You make our dark nightmares seem whole. Thank you, thank you. We shout with pride. You are the blood in horror streams tide.
Join us on the horror stream.